Hi, it's Dr. Kathy Miller from Indiana University, here just to make sure you're aware of an important change in policy from one of the nation's largest insurance carriers that may impact your patients. Cigna has announced that as of September 16th, they will no longer provide coverage for genetic testing for BRCA1 or 2, for any colon cancer syndromes, or non-malignancy-related genetic syndromes for which testing might be appropriate, unless the patient has been seen and had pre-test counseling by a certified genetic counselor or a clinical geneticist, and post-testing is also planned by that same small group of professionals. So what does that mean to our patients? Counseling by the patient's primary care physician, counseling by their surgeon, counseling by their oncologist. Many of those professionals who are well-versed in the genetics, particularly around cancer-related testing, who would be comfortable and able to relay that information and help guide patients in a decision to be tested or not, doesn't count, won't be covered. It will require, for many of our patients, a separate visit to a separate genetic counselor or clinical geneticist. In some parts of the country, that might mean visiting a separate center. It's likely that for some of our patients for whom testing would absolutely be appropriate, who would desire testing, that this will make it less available. It will put additional barriers, additional costs, additional visits in the way of getting that information. Now, there's potential good here as well. I certainly have seen patients in my practice for whom testing was done inappropriately, without any counseling, sometimes without even any discussion, sometimes without even the patient being aware that testing has been sent. And perhaps it is concern about those issues that drives this policy. So there is the potential to do good here, but there's also the potential to do harm in preventing patients who need this information, who've been appropriately counseled, from not getting it. And that, for me, is the bigger concern. ASCO, our professional society, is actively engaging with Cigna to try to get them to change or modify this policy so that it still does the good that we can see without doing the harm. But in the meantime, we need to know this so we can talk to our patients who have Cigna insurance and make certain that we don't make their situation even worse by ordering testing that won't be covered when it could be and should be. Stay tuned. If I hear updates, I'll make sure and let you know, or you can find updates from the ASCO website at asco.org.